Alice looked round her in great surprise.
Why, I do believe we've been under this tree the whole time. Everything's just as it was.
Of course it is,
said the Queen.
What would you have it?
Well, in our country,
said Alice, still panting a little,
you'd generally get to somewhere else if you ran very fast for a long time as we've been doing.
A slow sort of country,
said the Queen.
Now here, you see, it takes all the running you can do to keep in the same place. If you want to get somewhere else, you must run at least twice as fast as that.
I'd rather not try, please,
said Alice.
I'm quite content to stay here. Only I am so hot and thirsty.
I know what you'd like,
the Queen said good-naturedly, taking a little box out of her pocket.
Have a biscuit.
Alice thought it would not be civil to say no, though it wasn't at all what she wanted. So she took it and ate it as well as she could, and it was very dry, and she thought she'd never been so nearly choked in all her life.
While you're refreshing yourself,
said the Queen,
I'll just take the measurements.
And she took a ribbon out of her pocket, marked in inches, and began measuring the ground and sticking little pegs in here and there.
At the end of 2 yards,
she said, putting in a peg to mark the distance,
I shall give you your directions. Have another biscuit?
No, thank you,
said Alice.
One's quite enough.
Thirst quenched, I hope,
said the Queen. Alice did not know what to say to this, but luckily the Queen did not wait for an answer, but went on.
At the end of 3 yards, I shall repeat them, for fear of your forgetting them. At the end of 4, I shall say goodbye. And at the end of 5, I shall go.
She had got all the pegs put in by this time, and Alice looked on with great interest as she returned to the tree, and then began slowly walking down the row. At the 2-yard peg, she faced round and said,
A pawn goes 2 squares in its first move, you know, so you'll go very quickly through the 3rd square, by railway, I should think, and you'll find yourself in the 4th square in no time. Well, that square belongs to Tweedledum and Tweedledee. The 5th is mostly water. The 6th belongs to Humpty Dumpty. But you make no remark?
I didn't know I had to make one just then,
Alice faltered out.
You should have said,
the Queen went on in a tone of grave reproof.
It's extremely kind of you to tell me all this. However, we'll suppose it said. The 7th square is all forest. However, one of the knights will show you the way. And in the 8th square, we shall be queens together, and it's all feasting and fun.
Alice got up and curtsied and sat down again. At the next peg, the Queen turned again, and this time she said,
Speak in French when you can't think of the English for a thing. Turn out your toes as you walk. And remember who you are.
She did not wait for Alice to curtsy this time, but walked on quickly to the next peg, where she turned for a moment to say
goodbye,
and then hurried on to the last. How it happened, Alice never knew, but exactly as she came to the last peg, she was gone. Whether she vanished into the air, or whether she ran quickly into the wood.
And she can run very fast,
thought Alice. There was no way of guessing. But she was gone, and Alice began to remember that she was a pawn, and that it would soon be time for her to move.